Hey, Nadine, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you? Sorry I was a little late in calling you back.
Oh, no. We just...
I got tied up and stuff. I'm like, oh, my Lord.
No problem. No, we're so incredibly busy that it's a good thing it was tough and rainy.
I was just going to say, that's a blessing, right?
Yeah, not going to complain. What it is that it's everyone from last year that said, I'm going to hold off. I told her that every single one of them has called me back and said, I'm going to do it. And I'm like, okay. I got a woman from last year, one from earlier this year that said, I can't afford it, and then called me back. And he was like, I'm ready. And so it's been great. I'm not going to complain. But
that's
here's
awesome.
My question. So the premium one, it is Google. Okay. The smaller package is Facebook ads, right? You said it was Facebook. And the premium is not Facebook. It's Google.
Correct.
Okay. So and then you would help us to get our drop down. Let's just say the drop down let's say it never gets restored. Let's just go on this, that they got a vendetta against us and it never goes back up and running.
Right.
We are still getting what would be considered
the Google ads.
So we're all the way up at the top.
Yep. You'll still have everything else. I mean, let's just say, I mean, God forbid that would happen. I've never heard of it happen. I know it might take a while. You know, I will never say it'll be up, you know, but
we'll get it
resolved. Definitely.
No, that is fine because I'm going to get, like I said, I'm going to give you full transparency. What we'll be able to show them and what we won't be able to show. What we will be able to show is we now have business cards. We were getting the invoices that had my name on it. It's now changed where the invoice says ProPool Fence on it. So the invoices say it. We have a work truck. We have the work tools. We do not have a business license and we don't have a Fed ID number. So those two I don't have. Everything else we are legit. Our quotes say ProPool Fence, you know, everything. It's all on the up and up, but we don't have the, we didn't have to do these things because it's a part-time gig. I think I told you for me, Randy. So it's a part-time seasonal gig. So we do this and, you know, that's kind of, you know, where we're at. So if we can get it up and running, I mean, that's how it was good for like 20 years. It wasn't an issue.
That's the thing. Yeah. And you know, like I told you, like we send you a list, right? Do you have any insurance for the company at all? Or, I mean, it's not that it's a requirement. I'm just asking.
No, and we don't, because here's what I tell clients. Every couple of years, I get a client that says, okay, Evan, I've narrowed you down. I want to use you instead of the two other companies that I spoke to. I just need your MHIC license. And I'm up front and I go, I don't have one. I go, but I can put in writing on my proposal. If I break it, I bought it. And they're like, that's good enough for me. Because listen, I've been doing this for so long. There are jobs I will not take. If I know I'm going to be drilling into something like a porcelain or something that I know that it could break, I tell them, listen, I don't want your business, not because I don't like you. I'm not comfortable drilling into that, and I'm not going to create I'm not going to create a can of worms for me breaking up your stuff and then have the nerve to look you in the eye and say, you owe me for a fence. So if I crack someone's paver, no problem. I will replace it. I've never had, no one's ever come after me legally because we don't really break, I mean, have there been a few pavers that have cracked? Yes. And I went to, and I said, hey, how much is the paver? Half the time they say to me, Evan, don't worry. It's not noticeable. Don't worry about it. But I did have one person that I said, three of them cracked. And I said, how much is it? And I told him to take $100 off the thing. And he goes, that's more than fair. So, you know what I mean? I don't have any you saw us online where there's no negative reviews on us. So we do not have insurance because we don't need it, because none of the companies have insurance. So, don't have insurance.
Right.
I don't have a license or anything like that. So if you can get us up on the drop down with, invoice, business card, all the other things, video, blah, 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 we'll give you all.
Yeah. I mean, and the thing is, you guys are doing the video verification, so there should be no problem. You know what I mean? I think it's just that you guys are going to need that extra little bit of help.
Okay. So
we're going to.
You essentially have an in there. You said you know someone at Google, or you guys have a
contact
there.
Because we're a Google channel partner, we're able to actually, like, if we're having an issue, we reach out to the representative. Yeah. And like I said, like, if you did it yourself to reach out to them, it's going to take forever, right? For us, it still takes a little bit of time, but we're able to get in contact with someone and say, listen, this is a company. They don't require licensing or insurance for what they do. They've been doing this for years. Here's invoices. Here's a business card. You know, stuff that shows their company name. You know what I mean? They yes. don't, because you guys are like sole proprietors, right? I guess yes. you would say. So when you do your yes. taxes, you probably do it as like individual, sole proprietor. I did, yeah, I used yeah. to do it like that for my taxes. I didn't have an EIN. You know what I mean? I just yep. added in my business with my personal yes. taxes and that's how I did it. So yep. I'll run that by the team one more time just to confirm with them, but there should be really no problem. I mean, you guys were verified before, you know?
Yeah, we've been,
so,
like I said, we've been doing this forever, and the only thing we do, for here's a good example. I think what hurt us in the beginning is Randy and Tina, her partner, her wife, they're big into the grand illusion of everything, and they had a company called Stone Simulators where you could on wood you could put this chemical that bonded and it looked like stone. So they were going to try to drag me into this business to do like countertops, and you could say, oh,
right,
a fraction of the cost of granite. So they had Stone Simulators connected to the same website as Pro Pool Fence, and I think in the beginning that might have thrown them off, saying, oh, you've got all these, because we call this guy Nelson in Florida, and he kind of does what you do to an extent. And he said, yeah, when I went in there, I saw Stone Simulators. What's all this done? So we got all that taken off. You know, all that was pulled off. But we had some things that could have been, you know, look like a couple different businesses that were on there. So now it's just, you know, it's just straight Pro Pool Fence. So
yeah.
hopefully that will work. But if we don't go that route, I hear you typing there. Are you pulling up?
Yeah, because no, I'm actually typing the guys right now, so someone can respond to me quickly.
Yeah. Okay. So if we do this, it will be. And now, is it going to be a keyword? Because here's another challenge we come across. Randy
okay.
will say to me, "Hey, I went on my laptop and I put in mesh safety fence, and we're nowhere to be found. But if I put in removable fence, we're on the first page at the bottom below this." So is it all going to be keyword dependent, or how is this going to work?
Keyword and search term dependent. So depending on how people are performing the search. During the client interview, I will tell you, Evan, that they'll actually go over all of that with you, right? Over
okay.
the keywords, the search terms, because you yourself know even more than what we would do, right? Because we're looking at the database. You would say, hey, these are the potential keywords that people are going to use. We put it into the database. We look at the different search term phrases that they utilize as well, because that's
yeah.
what Google's going to give us. Like, okay, hey, they're searching that keyword. This is how they're looking it up, right? So when the team's managing that, they're constantly looking at, okay, whether we need to change up the keywords, because we always want it to focus on how it's currently, on how like the searches are being performed, right? Because, you know, people
yep.
search in so many different variations, but yours is a particular niche, right?
Yep.
So we want to make sure that we're using the right ones that are helping you come up in the search results.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So we'll be Google, and that's all that it will be. Someone will Google our name. They'll go on Google, and they'll put in something, and we will come up on the – obviously, we're not going to be the first listing there, but we will be guaranteed. We'll be on the first page. Is that the guarantee?
Well, I will never say guaranteed unless if it's the Google Guaranteed program.
Okay.
But the way that it works, so, like, they're not going to find you by your company name, because if they don't know, Evan, your company
yep.
name, they're going to find
exactly.
you. Exactly. Right?
100%.
So
yep,
that's what's going to get you up in those search results. Now, with the Google ads, you could target up to a 100-mile radius if you wanted from the address where you originally PIN verified it, which I think was Randy's address, right?
Yeah,
that's where it was PIN verified.
Yeah, I know, good. 100
right.
miles will get us down to Northern Virginia. That's
exactly. exactly. And that's what I was talking about with her yesterday. See, with the Facebook ads, it's different, because with Facebook ads, if you're like, I'll give you an example. Randy verified at her home address. But Facebook ads, we can make the starting point, the home base, not be Randy's, be your home address. Do you see what I'm saying? Your location.
Yep.
And going out
yep.
50 miles from there. With Google ads, it's going to take it from where the Google business profile was verified.
Okay. And what is
okay.
what is the advantage of, again, because I'm not tech savvy. When it
That's
happens.
Okay.
I'm good at selling stuff. I'm not a good techie guy. So the advantage of someone goes online and they put it in. Facebook has nothing to do with it, correct? Like I'm
right.
I'm thinking, what would the advantage of so if somebody lives
the advantage
in
of Facebook? Yeah, the
yeah.
advantage of Facebook ads is this. If someone goes on Google, right, they're looking up your services, they happen to go to their own Facebook page, right? They're just looking through pictures. They're looking at stories. All of a sudden, your ad is going to appear on their desktop. Your ad is going to retarget them. It's going to pop up, and it's almost like reminding them, hey, you were looking for this service. Here's a company that offers it.
Okay, so if they went on Google, on Google and put in childproof fences, and we don't show up, and they look on that, but then an hour later, they go, let me do my Facebook scroll. They're going to go, oh, my God, something. Okay.
Or even a day later or 2 days later, they're on their Facebook page, and they're doing a post. All of a sudden, your ad's going to pop up on their feed, and then they're like, oh, wait a minute, I was looking for someone who does that. Let me call. Do you see? So it's kind of like a win the brand. Is what it boils down to. Yeah.
Right. So with the Google thing, they're going to get it right then and there. They go on it and they're going to find it. They say, okay, yes, I'd rather do that, because I ask my clients, 99%, where'd you find us? Oh, I went online and found you. You know, we moved into a house that had a pool, and I, you know, and the wife will always say, and I Googled it because there's no way we were going to move in there unless we had a fence. You know, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So we
exactly. That. Yeah.
Okay. So how long does it take, if we give you a thumbs up, how long does it take to get up and running where we have
Google ads? Google ads are up and running within 7 to 14 days, the Google ads.
Okay.
Directory submission, so like listing on the other directories, that will happen within 5 to 7 days, okay? What we state in the terms and conditions that we'll send to you in writing, it's always going to state that the first page placement 45 to 60 days. Even though if I've seen it happen sooner, I still stick to that timeline because, as I mentioned to Randy too, I would rather underpromise and overdeliver. Okay? So during this process, we're going to be getting you guys, we're going to go through the appeal. We're going to, you know, submit it to Google to get you guys back up, because that profile needs to be up. You know what I mean? So that way you're there within the drop down of the local map section.
Okay.
But in the meantime, we're at least still, you know, running your Google ads, so that way you are having that online presence too.
Okay. And then when we tell you, okay, it's slowed down, we want to pause it, so we are not taken off the internet, you're just not promoting us. So we're still there.
Correct. It's like this, right? Once your Google business profile is up, we're optimizing it, meaning that we're posting on it, we're managing your keywords, your search terms. So it's a management that we're doing, right, to maintain you on that first page. Now, when you go on pause, okay, we're no longer managing it, right? You are not losing your profile. Like, your profile is not disappearing, but we're not managing it on the first page. Okay, and that means your Google ads aren't running, because right now you're just not working. It's on a pause. So you're not losing the position, right? Because your business is just on what we call a seasonal hold, right? Because, I mean, you're not working during that time. It would make no sense for you to be having Google ads running, paying that fee, you know, us optimizing the profile when you're not even working. So the profile, it doesn't disappear. We're just not doing all this work to optimize it on the first page because you're currently on a seasonal hold.
Okay.
So you're not paying for it either. And then here's the thing. Once it comes off the seasonal hold, the price is still the same price. It's not going to go up on you. It's not going to change, right? You would still be coming in at the same rate.
Okay. So, here's what our plans are. We wanted to do 1 month to try it and see what's going on. And then you had mentioned to Randy that if you do 3 months, is it 900 for what is
yeah,
it?
I had mentioned to her 3 months is 900, months is 1500. And then I know she was like, I kind of like the 6 months, because I think she mentioned how you guys, and you mentioned it too, that you go through October, right? And I told her, you know, there are options where you do the month to month. I mean, it's whatever's going to work for you guys, you know. And then, but she liked the prepaid because she says, well, you're getting more of a savings with that. It's totally up to you guys, you know.
No, what we're going to do is, because optimally next year, come April, we would do April, May, June, July, August. Yeah, next year in April, we would do the 6 month, because that will cover us. That'll get us April, May, June, July, August, and September. That's the beef of our thing. And if we know we just spent $1,500, you know, if you divide it by six, it's a no-brainer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So this year, what we're going to do is We're going to do 1 month to try it to hope, you know, so we, once we see it, I don't necessarily care if the phone, obviously I want the phone to ring, but I just want to know when I go on Google or Randy goes on Google that we are, you know what I mean, that we have a presence.
Seeing yourself listed this, there, yeah.
Yeah, we have this guy, Adam, he's a nice guy, but, you know, he's, you know, he charges about half what you're going to charge, and I'm not saying he's bad
with
the phone rings, but if we can see a substantial increase in, and you speak English and he's, you know, you're based in the United States, it's a little bit easier for us. You know what I mean? That's the thing. He's a nice guy, but I know he's overseas. He's very limited in what he can do. So that's the thing. Okay. And here's the final question.
Yeah.
If we want to do the month and then we want to do the 9 months, is there any way that you can do the first month for $400 so we can try it out? Or is the $449 carved in stone and can't get
yeah, the $449 is going to be the absolute lowest for that price point for that package. Because I brought you in at the lowest cost that I could get it to.
Okay.
And at least to kind of waive that setup fee too to help you guys as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because again, like I said, we want to do the month, and then once the month is done, you know, we've got work coming in. It'll justify the $900 because it's $450 each, and that'll get us through. So right now, what are we in? We're in May, so then we'd have, and does it go, let's say we go live May, I'm just throwing a number, let's say we go live May 20th, so we're good till June 20th, and then if we add another 3 months, it's
so if, I'll give you an example. How it works is, like, if you started today, your billing is always going to be on the 13th. It's not from the time when you're up there. It's going to start from the 13th because, honestly, from the time that we sign you up, they're already working on it.
That's fine. That's what I'm saying. Okay.
So the 13th of each month would always be your billing date. Uh-huh.
Okay.
If that's when you started.
When I talk to Randy today, so if tomorrow I say, all right, it's Nadine, it's a go. So we're starting the 14th, the billing starts, and then we say to you, all right, listen, we got one job out of what you've done. We're going to do 9 months. Then we would, the 13th of June is when we would pay you the $900. And that would be June, July, and August.
Yep.
Okay,
correct.
Perfect. These 4 months will get us through if you get it rocking and rolling for us, that would be beautiful. Okay.
Yep.
Right, I'm going to let Randy know that the $449 is the best. And then once we give you the thumbs up, tomorrow, so what am I doing? I'm giving you a credit card or something?
Credit card. We're going to just go over the billing information. I'll read you the voice verification recording. I'm going to take down some notes for the technician. And the most important appointment is going to be your client interview with the tech. Because during the client interview, and I don't know if you and Randy want to be both present for it or if you want Randy to do it or you do it, but we'll schedule it at a time that's convenient for you guys as long as we have that availability in our calendar. The client interview is when they're discussing keywords, search terms. They're going over way more in detail with you. Okay?
Yes.
That would be with the technician. Okay?
Yeah. We'll both be there. Okay. So do this for me, Nadine. I have in my real job from 11:30 till 1:30 tomorrow, I've got a very, very important meeting. So put on your little note thing about 3 o'clock tomorrow and we'll get this done.
Give you a call? Okay. Sounds
3
good.
O'clock.
All right. Thank you, Evan. Have a blessed day.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.